What makes a hit song a hit? The answer often comes down to, you know it when you hear it, but a researcher set out to try, through scientific method, to explain our emotional connection to popular music, and along the way, she made an interesting discovery. The vocal arrangements in today's most popular songs...
Someone pour me up a double shot of whiskey. They know me and Jay Daniels got a history. There's a party downtown near Fifth Street. Everybody at the bar.
Are much simpler than hits from decades past.
Mona Lisa, Mona Lisa, men have named you.
We found that the complexity of melodies in the most popular music has been decreasing steadily since 1950.
Madeline Hamilton is a PhD student at Queen Mary University of London. She analyzed more than 1,000 pop songs to show how the vocals have gotten less sophisticated over the years.
One older song in particular stands out.
You Belong to Me by Joe Stafford. I believe it is the fourth most popular song of 1952.
See the pyramids along the Nile, and watch the sunrise on a tropic isle.
When you listen to the vocal melody, what you'll notice about it is it's rhythmically very free. It's very complex.
I'll be so alone.
There's a beat that's underneath it, but she's not really following it. She's just kind of floating over it. She's not constrained by a particular rhythm or beat or anything.
Fly the ocean in a silver plane.
It's very beautiful.
See.
Okay, now let's hear a more recent song.
Lady Gaga's Poker Face has a pretty simple melody.
I wanna hold them like they do in Texas, please.
Iconic song, great song. There's a lot of interesting things about Poker Face, but the melody, what she's actually singing, especially in the verse, is pretty simple.
I wanna roll with him, a heart pair we will be. A little gambling is fun when you're with me.
Hamilton says it doesn't mean today's hits lack complexity. She says advances in music recording and production are allowing for more sophisticated instrumental arrangements.
Pop songs today have so many layers. There's so many different textures of sounds. I think what is probably happening is melodies are getting simpler to compensate for that. And I don't think that's really a bad thing. I just think it means that our attention as listeners is shifting to other aspects of the music.
I'm just going to admit this. I can't sing simple or complicated. It's all the same. Nobody wants to hear it.